Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida. Happy to have Ken with us every week to go through a lot of the research that he does. He is a research doctor, a preventative cardiologist, but beside cardiology, he's kind of wrapped up in the entire professional world of being an MD. And all the things that go with it. So it's not just about your heart and your circulatory system with him. It's about the entire body, the whole approach. And much of that comes from his research, which he shares with us, not only the things that he's doing, but what he's reading in all these various journals that are published all around the world, so that we kind of keep up with what's applicable for us. And so as we begin our conversation, COVID leaps back onto the front page. There are two things, Ken, here. One of them is the warning about COVID cases this year. Prepare because the number of cases going up. So what kind of COVID is it? Is it the most recent or is it something new?
Well, all of the above. Unfortunately, we got a warning this week that there's even a new subvariant, this Omicron BA4 and 5. There are some sub-variants of these newer variants. It gets so complicated and way too into the weeds. But there are some newer variants out there, and it appears as though the incidence of COVID-19 in Europe is increasing and not decreasing like it has been, fortunately, here in America. So whether it's a wake-up call because the people who are giving and urging that we take this new vaccine is concerning them because so few Americans who are eligible have taken the vaccine, whether that's where there's all this communication going on is uncertain, or there's really genuinely is a problem. So it's raising concern. I'm just telling you what we're hearing, and we're hearing that in Europe there is increasing evidence. Dr. Fauci announced this week, and I know that's a name that rings true emotion on both sides.
Strikes fear into the hearts of many men. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. But it does raise concern when he's talking about the more new variants that are coming out. And it seems as though, for what it's worth, that this new updated vaccine that covers both the original strain and the BA4 and BA5 Omicron subvariants seemingly has some effect against these newest variants, which seem to be sub-variants of Omicron. And it does seem to encourage people to think about the vaccine. I'm not here to twist any arms. Good doctors know they can't do that. They can only educate, and then in the end, the public has to decide. I am, regarding the youth getting this vaccine, which it is now approved there's just so limited, if any, evidence about its benefit to the really young among us. Those who ask for the evidence, it just seems like we're told it's there, but we can't see it. That's a little struggling among us.
Yeah.
But what does appear to be fact is among the newest variants, 70% of the deaths are in people over 75. So, you know, when you start getting close to age 50, definitely 65, and definitely over 75, you got to start thinking about this. So have a conversation with your doctor. That's all I suggest, the common thread to everybody. Each of us have a conversation with our physician and ask, for me, the patient, should I get this newest update to the vaccine?
All right. So this next page comes from Boston University. I'm 21 miles from the research lab where this is going on right now, and we would not have known about it. Yes, the same sort of thing going on in this lab as in Wuhan, in effect. And if it wasn't for the Daily Mail in England, nobody would know this. But this week, there is a claim that was published that researchers had created a deadly COVID strain with an 80% kill rate. So the question that immediately comes up is, why in the name of God are these people doing this kind of research in a laboratory at a university that really is only a level 3 biosecurity lab? And this, with the same with what we know about what happened at Wuhan and what came out of there, the fact that this is going on in America at an American university, this is a combination, Ken, as I understand it, of an Omicron spike protein and one of the BAs that are around right now. So the new stuff combined with the old stuff to make a hybrid virus that has killed 80 out of every 100 mice they've given it to. So what, when you saw this at first, what was your reaction?
What are the facts?
Okay. What are the facts? All I
That's
know
what
is
I'm asking. You're closer to it than I am. I would love to get one of the scientists on the air and interview them and ask them what the facts are.
Ronald Corley is director of BU's National Emerging Infectious Disease Lab. He said that he's done a lot of Omicron studying there, and he's determined to make sure that everybody knows what is possible, because there are so many variants here, and I get that. We've talked about that and how the variants have happened.
The problem is that Boston University and the Daily Mail are at odds about the facts, and that's why it's hard to comment here, and that's why, you know, you're close to it. You should get one.
They won't talk. These people that are in this lab, you know how we couldn't get any information out of the Chinese at Wuhan. These people have gone into shelter mode. Huh?
Well, that raises concern then.
Yeah. Right.
And,
of course it does.
You and I are probably paying for this. The question is this... Who's paying for this? And if it's, and then somebody, whoever's paying for it, has the right to know.
BU's work, according to Boston Health Commission in this morning's Boston Globe, BU's work was approved by the Health Commission, but the university didn't tell them what they were really doing, and they never told Fauci's organization, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. They had no clue what was going on. This is according to, again, the release this morning in the Boston papers. But BU says the research was funded by NIAID. I've forgotten what that stands for. What's that?
National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease.
So why wouldn't they didn't tell the National Institute of Disease, but they say they were funded by it. That doesn't make any sense to me either. Does it to you? I'm looking at the paper and what they're saying here. This is going to be a real can of worms, it looks like to me. Does it look like that to you? Yeah? Good God.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's the understatement. Yeah, I mean, the question is, you know, what are the facts? And if they're true, why were they doing this?
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Jeez. And then I heard somebody say that this research was actually to make it a safer situation, you know, the whole thing around. And that I thought maybe you'd explain that to me.
Well, I don't see how it's safe. The level 3 is not a very safe lab, is it? It's not like the, I don't know what the various levels are, but what I read between the lines here in this article in the local newspapers, it looks to me like it's not exactly the safest of all laboratories.
So you're close to the story. You don't see this going away until they find out the facts? Is that...
No, and I think what's happening, because they don't know the facts, everybody's getting scared because We all know what happened when it leaked out of Wuhan. All the people in the immediate area got it. You know, the Chinese, by the way, for their role in this. Well, let's pause for a moment. Then I want to finish that thought about what's going on in China this week with regard to COVID right after this.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I'm Doug Steffen. So the Chinese this week have, I don't know if admit is the right word for it, Ken, but the government has closed off. They say that now there is such a problem that they didn't anticipate, however you want to read into that. 4 million, they're not saying 4 million people died. Outside experts say that 4 million people died, and the Chinese were not prepared for this to continue and to come up with the various variants. The Chinese weren't aware, at least when they cooked this up, they thought, okay, we'll have this, and it'll do its thing, and it'll be over, and we can move on. So now there's some new strain that's in China, and they're having to quarantine people, shut things down, and basically try to keep people out of certain parts of China for fear, A, of information being leaked out, but more to the point, apparently the public in China is aware of what's going on, and that's where the rumor started that President Xi or Xi or whatever his name is was under house arrest because the Omicron thing is out of the COVID thing's out of control in China, and people are now aware of it. So, you know, I mean, is this, are we going backwards instead of forwards? I'm getting a shot, frankly. As I said to you before, I was wondering whether I ought to do it or I ought not to do it, but the more of this stuff I hear, and maybe that's the thing. Maybe all this is just who do you know? How do you know what to believe? And who to trust? Right?
That's the sad bottom line of all this.
It really is. I trust you. And I trust Jack, and both of you have two different points of view on this, but I am weighing in more cautiously because of my family than anything else. And I didn't have any bad reactions to the stuff really, so I figure maybe it makes sense to just do it. All right, let's move on from COVID as we continue in a few moments here on Good Day Health.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour, back with Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is with us. We're going to get off of COVID, go to some other areas of research. For example, another focus on how much rest you get. If you have, Ken recommends, or I guess all of the medical journals say, it used to be 7 to 8, now it's back to like 6 or 7, isn't it? What's the recommendation to review that for a moment?
Actually, the recommendation, that's another report that we went over not too far ago. Is 7 hours of sleep per night is the right number for all of us.
Right.
And if you're not exactly at 7, you know, you don't get stressed out, but close as you can to 7 hours per night is the right number. But this week in PLOS Medicine, there is a report that sleeping 5 hours or less can increase the risk of many different chronic illnesses, from heart disease to cancer to stroke, inflammatory illness. So it's amazing how you fall off the cliff in terms of health when you start sleeping less than 5 hours per night. So if that is where you are in life, talk to your doctor. There are now sleep experts, doctors, MDs, who specialize in sleep, and these people can definitely help you if you're not getting enough sleep.
How do you find those people, Ken? How would you say if one of the people listening says, okay, I want to talk to a sleep expert, how do I find him?
Well, if you don't know of them, ask. This is where asking your other physicians, your other nurses that you know are real helpful, especially asking your primary care physician. If you were in my practice, ask me. I could definitely tell you the local talent. We have great local talent. And in most communities now, there are. It's usually a pulmonologist, a lung specialist, who had specialized in the lungs, and then this subspecialty super specializes in sleep, and that just seems how it's been lately in medicine.
Yeah. All right, well, there's a lot of experts, that's for sure. Interesting new fields opening up. Okay, let's go to the eating department. Those of you who love prunes, celebrate.
This is from Menopause, the Journal of the North American Menopause Society, the December version, already out just this week. And there's a study that eating prunes, and they broke it up into low dose, 6 to 8 per day, or a high dose, twice that amount.
What about prune juice?
Well, you would think that would help, but they didn't, that's not what they studied here. So maybe it has more to do with, because the skin of the prune has enormous fiber. So whether it's part there, but in this study, they actually studied the real thing. And it showed that in women, older women, postmenopausal women, it helped prevent bone loss. It strengthened their bones, helped to preserve the bones, and all around did a great job. So women, you're trying to prevent that osteoporosis, add some prunes each day. It seems to be very helpful.
Prunes and raisins and things like that that come, prunes come from plums, raisins come from grapes. All of the things that come as a result is pycnogenol that they have in it. Isn't that what it is?
Yes, that's a very good antioxidant.
And I've had some of late. I don't, you know, used to think when we were kids, prunes, awful. Ooh, let's drink that.
They're delicious. But I think they're absolutely delicious. Sometimes you have to be careful. Don't eat too many.
You don't eat too many of them. Right?
The wrong reaction. But in this, they came up with 6 to 8 as a low dose, or another dose later in the day of another 6 to 8, and that's usually considered about 100 grams of prunes. That's usually considered a typical dose. You know, you take 6 in the morning, 6 in the evening, and you've got your dose. And any more, and the reactions may be not what you want.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Officials in New York and Nevada stated that they had identified their first deaths in people who had tested positive for monkeypox. Only 4 deaths have been officially tallied so far by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention out of 27,635 infections around the country. President Joe Biden has thrown his support behind establishing a federal fund to offer financial assistance to people who need to take time off work and childcare in order to get an abortion. He made his comments during an interview with Now This News. A small plane that drifted into airspace near President Joe Biden's speech in Irvine was escorted away by a U.S. Air Force F-16 fighter aircraft. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Yeah, this is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, here every week with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who comes to us from his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Mount Dora, Florida. For those of you who are in Florida, man, if you got any cardiological questions, I'd be going right to Dr. Ken. Or listening around the country to this program, if you would like to reach out to Ken because you like what you hear, the way he talks about the issues, the way he handles patients, call the office. Why not? Set up a time. 352-735-1400. It almost seems like Ken's time is not his own because he devotes so much time. You can find him in his office weekdays until 8, 9, 10 o'clock, later than that sometimes, still talking to patients. He spends time with the folks that need the time. So if you think you need the time and need more expertise, a second opinion, if you will, 352-735-1400. Or maybe you start with Dr. Ken if you got some cardiological issues. Again, at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400 to connect. Now, next up on the hit parade here, research at the Journal of National Cancer focused on hair straightening chemicals. This is very interesting, and there's a certain, I'm going to risk being criticized, but there's no good reason to criticize what I'm going to say. It just is what most people think of first, because a lot of people of color do like to straighten their hair. Not that it isn't true with white men and women as well, but it seems that these that the use of this stuff is more pronounced. I don't know whether this gets into that or not, but I do know that these chemicals, kind of like the rumors about hair dye, Ken, whether they're linked to certain types of cancer. What's the story with these chemicals?
Right. This is eye-opening, and they studied many of the different products that you can be approached with when you go and get your hair taken care of. And this is published in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. And the discovery is that hair straightening chemicals increase significantly the risk of women getting uterine cancer. But they studied a lot of other products, including bleach, highlights, perms, and hair dye. And none of these other products, which are all available to all of us as we get our hair upgraded, none of these other products, hair dyes, bleach, highlights, and perms, had this effect of increasing the risk of uterine cancer. Only the hair straightening chemicals.
Is there a brand name that's associated with this? Or what's the ingredient that people should look out for if they're actually looking at ingredients on boxes, labels of this stuff when they buy it? Do we know?
It didn't get that
specific.
In this study, they said no information was collected on brands or ingredients.
Yeah. Well, here we go. There's all kinds of info.
What they mentioned, though, for this hair straighteners, if you want specific chemicals, they did mention parabens, bisphenol A metals, and formaldehyde.
Huh. All right. Formaldehyde. Good heavens.
Parabens. In the hair straighteners, they did mention a few chemicals of concern in this paper, and it was parabens, bisphenol A, metals, and formaldehyde.
Hunkabunga. How do they get away with that, with any kind of government supervision? How do you put that stuff into something and get it passed by the FDA? Good God. I mean, think about it, right? Isn't that the question? The FDA and all of their supposedly oversight, how do they get approval of stuff like that with those ingredients? I think that's the question here, frankly. Why in the world?
Let's get them in on the air and interview and ask them.
Right. Okay.
There must be some process you would hope to getting approval for safety, and the question is, why is this falling through the cracks? And this would be a great question to get the FDA people on, and they do interviews.
That's something to work toward. Also, in the cancer department, chronic stress. What's the word on that and its connection to cancer?
Well, just another reason to get the steam out of all of our ears and use some of these new high-tech devices to measure our stress. We provide these in the office. Your health insurers want you to have it. And there now are high-tech devices that can give you biofeedback to know objectively what your mental stress level is. And this report out this week in Population Health shows that chronic stress increases your risk of getting cancer. We know, if you've been listening, reporting the medical literature about how chronic stress is as bad as cigarette smoking on the cardiovascular system. Right. And this new study out this week, more data, more study showing that it also increases the risk of cancer. So getting your mental stress level down is so important. And there are, fortunately, now these high-tech devices. And we actually work with them in our office to help people get their mental stress levels down. We have Doug wearing one, we hope, and hopefully he knows how to measure his mental stress. If he doesn't, we'll give him a refresher course.
Give me a lesson. Right, exactly. All of the tools, a lot of tools that are available. There's no real excuse if you have any kind of insurance for not monitoring what's going on in your body. Now, moving to something else that is, it's so obvious when I talk about eating right and calitrin, losing weight, that sort of stuff. This is one of the most important parts of life. What you eat and when you eat it. So what is the, what's the proper way of doing that, especially the last meal of the day?
Exactly. This last meal of the day, dinner, there's a report out this week in the medical journal Cell Metabolism that eating this last meal of the day earlier rather than later helps to keep the weight down. It seems to allow us to burn more calories each day. And also, it appears that our appetites are less when we eat this last meal of the day earlier. So try it on yourself. I think it works.
Yeah.
And you can save, if you want a small snack, try to have it not within 3 hours of falling asleep, because that will interfere with the quality of your sleep. But try to have the big meal not too late in the day.
All right. How do you do that, given your schedule? I find my physical therapist kind of gave me a push in this direction. I've lost 5 pounds since the last time you saw me. Not that I'm overweight, but I don't like the little pocket that shows up sometimes after a long winter of ice cream. And so I'm on that. And the whole business of eating with me, I can do it because I control my day based on the various things that I have to do in terms of chores. So I'm eating a full meal usually early noontime or a little afternoon, and then I'm eating lighter at night. Sometimes I just have an apple these days, or maybe some veggies, and then of course I have to have some ice cream. But the way that it seems to be working is helping. But you're seeing patients all day long. How the heck do you really eat a solid meal in amongst all of that?
What I do is and I'm not recommending this for anyone else. You know, this has to be individualized. And I eat a training meal, and people who train know they eat opposite to the rest of the world. They eat their biggest meals earlier and their smaller meals later. And they try to divide their protein intake into 4 or 5 boluses in order to stimulate muscle development. So that's how I eat. I eat either 4 or 5 25 milligram protein meals each day and divide them up into 4 or 5 segments. And I have my food with me, and it's not so hard. And I will try to eat larger earlier in the day and smaller as the day goes on.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health with a reminder on, as long as we're talking about weight and what you're eating and how much you're sleeping, that sort of thing. You won't lose weight if you're not getting enough sleep. That's number one. You won't lose weight if you're eating the wrong things. Number two, you won't lose weight if you eat at the wrong times of the day, and it can go on and on. Also, I guess we circle back to eating the right kind of food. There are lots of great foods out there that taste great, that are good for you. They don't have to come out of a fryer later. But yet you look around, and I think Ken's come up with a stat, like 35% of people in America are fundamentally obese. Now, there are a lot of people every day. That's why products like Calitrim are successful. Every day, there are people who make up their mind to straighten out their bodies. And maybe it comes after you look in the mirror, you don't like what you see. Whatever the reason, you need to lose the weight to stay healthy. And then if you want to keep it off, you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, and see how the program can be tailored for your needs. What do you need? Talk to this when you go online to toploss.com. You can connect with an agent, somebody who's a counselor that will help you out. You hear us talking to Elizabeth Miller on the air frequently. She's one of the counselors. She talks to people all day long about how to make this work. So find out for yourself. Go to toploss.com. Use the Doug discount code. You get free shipping, and you also get entree into their fall specials. That's all there for you. 90-day program is minimum. Check it all out. Lose the weight. Keep it off. Ensure health using Calitrin at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hey, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo?
Yeah.
Wow. See this thing on my phone here?
It's the Progressive Mobile app.
Just push that little button there and report your claim.
Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Auto claims not available in all states or situations.
Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen. Hey, there's a report of flesh-eating bacteria cases in Florida after the hurricane. What do you know about that? Should people be concerned, worried? Is there, when you talk about the increase in numbers, there might have been one last year and two this year. Is it, what is the story with that flesh-eating bacteria down there?
Well, I think this is especially in these pockets, unfortunately, in Florida where there was flooding. And people were wading through these areas barefooted or whatever they could.
Right.
And this is going to happen. And people need to be aware that they're in this standing water, which is fortunately a lot less, so much less than it was in these pockets as the rivers go down, that you have to be careful and protected wading through these new lakes that you see in front of you on your streets where you live. And I think that with appropriate caution, one can protect themselves from these things.
Good Day Health, Dr. Ken. Questions for Dr. Ken up next.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
After the hour now on Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Bay Cardiology down in Mudura, Florida. I always like to remind everybody listening, because we have new listeners all the time, that's good, thankful for that, that you can reach out to Dr. Ken for any medical needs you may have in his office. The number is 352-735-1400. And I remind you also about the weekly podcast, the Good Day Health Show podcast with Ken. The most recent one is a focus in part on a cancer vaccine. We talked about whether that's on the horizon or not. We also talk about how many steps a day you need to take to prevent cancer and coronary disease, that sort of thing. So there's lots of studies, lots of conversation. We've been talking about eating and the best time to, you know, to eat, that sort of thing. That's a constant contact here, contact sport, if you will. Good Day Health Show podcast, free at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So the question comes up. This is October. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Again, a lot of women schedule annual mammograms, but there's a frustration level because the mammograms, especially if you have dense breast tissue, nearly half of them don't, they're worthless. They don't tell the story. So the question comes on what may be available, and why aren't MRIs, I guess, more available? Is it just a question of insurance? Because, you know, this is an unacceptable, especially for women over the age of 40, this is unacceptable information. At least it is for me.
Right. Exactly. If you have dense breast tissue, hopefully your specialist, your doctor, is aware of this and will adjust the imaging for you. There's MRI, there's ultrasound, there are some special kinds of mammograms, and this is really a matter of how good the radiologist and your physician is. And these things can be accommodated based on the right doctors making the right decision.
Well, how about you?
But breast density does matter.
You have a tool in your office, a CAT scan machine. I remember as I've gone through it, I see up above Philips, the name of the company that made, I guess there are probably two or three companies that make these things, but is that a way, without having an MRI, can a CAT scan understand what is going on in the breast that a mammogram can't?
That there's so many different ways to image, and for that's the best way to image the coronaries non-invasively. But when you have dense breasts, you want to think about 3D mammograms, breast MRI, breast ultrasound, what's called molecular breast imaging. Those are the choices that are best for dense breasts.
Okay. So it is, I mean, we're always aware, I think, of cancers because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Maybe that becomes more of a focus. But there's a new cancer blood test that has been described by physicians as a game changer and a new era. There's a trial that's turned up dozens of early stage undiagnosed cases of cancer called the Galeri test. Do you know anything about that, the different kinds of cancer DNA that show up on this thing? Have you ever heard of it?
It's not cheap. I think it's about $1,250. And it's being advertised. And it's one blood test. And the hope is that it can pick up some cancers. But I would definitely not do this on your own. I would talk to your doctor about it because it just could create some confusion or leave things out. But this is an area of the future where we have these better and better blood tests that work genetically or by picking up specific tumor markers that will be very helpful. But don't pull your own teeth here.
All right. Here's a quick story about potatoes and how good they are to getting, I thought I just chuckled, beating hospital superbugs. Eat potatoes. It's a natural antibiotic, destroying harmful bacteria. What do you think of that?
Well, I like sweet potatoes. That's what I'll tell you. I'm a fan of sweet potatoes.
I wonder whether that has the same therapeutic approach. Supposedly, regular potatoes have an antibiotic compound that comes from soil microbes. So the better the health of the soil, the better the potato, and the better it is at beating hospital superbugs. Now, that seems like a stretch and a half, but it's an interesting story and just sort of brings us back around to how dirty hospitals are. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with questions, answers, and thoughts. 59 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.